Ellen White's report. I went into the meeting and bore the testimony given me of God in the demonstration of the Spirit and power of God. I told them the Lord had opened before me many things. In the night season my guide said, "Follow me." I was taken to a council of men, where a zeal and an earnestness were manifested, but not according to knowledge. One held up the American Sentinel, and with his hand across the paper said, "This must come out," and then made remarks entirely contrary to the principles of our faith. The particulars of this are given in my diary of 1890. The message given made a deep impression on all those present.
Brother A. F. Ballinger, deeply affected, arose and said, "I was in that council meeting which was held last night until a late hour, and Sister White has described it accurately.
The very words she says she heard spoken were spoken last night. I was on the wrong side of the question, and now take my position on the right side." The testimony was well wet down with tears, and humble confession. I was greatly astonished. I thought that this meeting had been held at the time it was presented to me. In describing the meeting, Robinson said, "I shall never forget the look of perplexity on the face of the dear woman, as she looked at Brother Ballinger and exclaimed, 'Last night.' Others reported that she repeated in astonishment, 'Last night. Last night.'" When Ballinger took his seat, Captain Eldridge stood to speak. "I was in that meeting. Last night, after the close of the conference, some of us met in my room in the review office, where we locked ourselves in, and there took up and discussed the questions and the matter that has been presented to us this morning. If I should have begun to give a description of what took place, and the personal attitude of those in the room, I could not have given it as exactly and correctly as it has been given by Sister White. I now see that I was in error, that the position that I took was not correct, and from the light that has been given this morning, I acknowledge that I was wrong."
D.F. 107b. O. A. Olson account.
Others who were in that meeting Saturday night spoke that Sunday morning, and the testimony of each was much the same. They were in the meeting a few hours before, and Ellen White had described what took place and what was said better than they could have done. Olson later declared, "Personally, I sat there in blank bewilderment. I did not know what she referred to. I had neither heard nor had any knowledge of the things that she presented, nor of such a meeting as she described. Indeed, I was so surprised, and the things she presented as having taken place in that meeting seemed so unreasonable, that I was quite nonplussed in my mind as to what this meant. She spoke at considerable length, and placed the matter very definitely before us, and showed up the wrong spirit that was manifested, and the erroneousness of the position that had been taken by certain ones in their discussion. Sister White had had no opportunity to have any knowledge of what had gone on in that room during the night in the review office. The Lord had shown it to her before the thing took place, and now, the very morning in which it took place, she had been, in a special manner, called by the Lord to present what had been shown her. It is needless to say not only that it brought relief to many minds, but that it gave cause for great thankfulness that at such a critical moment the Lord stepped in and saved us from the perplexity and confusion that seemed to be coming up on important questions." Ibid.